I have just discovered that you do not know the difference between freehold land and malo land. You are aware about the two terms, but you cannot explain them or the difference between them. Those two terms are often encountered in the realm of land ownership, and they represent different land tenure systems. Understanding the distinctions between them is crucial if you are interested in property matters, especially in the context of Uganda. Freehold land, also known as fee simple land or absolute ownership, is a land ownership system that grants landowners complete and indefinite rights over their land. Here are the key characteristics of freehold land. 1. Absolute ownership. Under the freehold system, landowners have absolute and unrestricted control over their land. They can use, sell, lease, or transfer the land as they see fit. This gives them the highest level of ownership rights, and their decisions about the land are free from government or third-party interference. 2. Indefinite ownership. Freehold land ownership typically lasts indefinitely. Landowners can pass it on to their heirs or sell it to others. This longevity of ownership is one of the most attractive features of the freehold system. Malo land. Malo land is a specific form of land ownership unique to Uganda. It was introduced during the colonial period and is characterized by a different set of rights and regulations. 1. Historical context. The Malo land system originated during the colonial era when the British colonial government granted land to individuals or entities. Often, these landowners were foreigners or large landholders. 2. Limited ownership rights. Owners of Malo land have restricted ownership rights compared to freehold land. They can utilize and benefit from the land but may not have full control over it. The government can impose certain regulations and may be involved in land use and administration. 3. Complexities and disputes. The Malo land system has been a source of land disputes and conflicts in Uganda. These disputes are rooted in the historical context of its establishment and the complexities of managing land under this tenure system. In conclusion, while freehold land provides landowners with complete and enduring ownership rights, Malo land in Uganda is characterized by a historical backdrop and a more regulated approach to land ownership. However, it's important to note that land ownership systems can vary significantly from one country to another and even within different regions of the same country. For individuals dealing with land-related matters, it's advisable to consult with local authorities, legal experts, or land professionals who can offer accurate and up-to-date information specific to their location and circumstances. Understanding the intricacies of land ownership systems is essential for making informed decisions and navigating the complexities of real estate and property rights.